We're back on Southwest Kansas Focus this Sunday morning. I'm Tim Boulware, and as we continue with our interviews, City Manager Matt Allen of Garden City, and we'll talk about some of the damage from the wastewater plant pump issue that they had just about a week ago, and then we'll also branch out into what you can do if you think you've experienced damage from that incident, what you can do to contact the city, ask the needed questions, and also seek some reimbursement for damages done. So we'll talk with Matt Allen, City Manager in Garden City, on our Southwest Kansas Focus.
We've sort of got our hands around the extent of the properties that might have been affected. We have been in contact with most of those properties and have advised them to assess the damage, have it remediated, and to submit that information so that we can turn it over to a claims adjuster for under the city's insurance policy. There's still a few remaining homes that we aren't sure if we're affected or not. And that may sound strange to some of your listeners, but if their backflow prevention device, which would have been a code requirement at the time, was still functioning, it would have prevented the backflow from occurring. However, that's sort of a temperamental device, and once destroyed, really hard to replace. So while it may have been put in at the time of construction, it could have been damaged at some point from, some kind of dislodging something from plumbing or whatever, a snake or Roto-Rooter, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And if that was the case, then people within this certain area with basements would have experienced sewage in their basements. So we think we've identified the properties that should be affected, determined whether or not they had the basement, and if they had the basement, whether they had damage, and gotten them down the road on claims, getting their claims submitted.
What neighborhoods are affected?
So the two areas would be immediately east and immediately west of the bypass and Spruce Street intersection. Mm-hmm. So Wilson Addition, and then the subdivision, which includes Colony Street and Garden Street.
All right. And so if anybody has questions, where do they go?
I think calling the city manager's office and asking for either the city manager, the city clerk, or the city utilities director. And that number is 276-1160.